Welcome to the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast, an audio resource that encourages biblical thinking for biblical living as we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. And now, here's your host, Pastor Thomas Overmiller.
Welcome to episode 166 of the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast. This is Pastor Thomas Overmiller. In this episode, we're continuing a series through 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We easily misunderstand the role that suffering plays in our lives as Christians. In some cases, we have to admit that suffering occurs as judgment and discipline from the Lord due to our persistently disobedient behavior. In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul says that people were sick and dying because of their regular abuse, mistreatment, poor handling of the Lord's table. Even so, we must be aware that not all suffering happens for this reason. In some cases, suffering occurs as a precious opportunity to demonstrate the power of the gospel, which is the truth about Jesus Christ. Paul explained this for us against the backdrop of the suffering he endured in his life and ministry. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 10 through 12, Paul says, "Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you." So Paul, in these verses, describes some important things regarding Christian suffering. Christian suffering, first, may occur repeatedly. You see, in our lives, we sometimes hope for this perhaps one or two major suffering events in our life that we kind of go through them and we get them over with. But Paul described Christian suffering as a recurring experience, not a one-time trial. The first word, always, refers to an ongoing pattern or series of recurring experiences in verse 10. The second word, always, is a different but complementary word that conveys a continuous or constant experience with no end in sight. Additionally, the word carrying about describes hauling luggage from one place to another. By choosing these words, then, Paul portrayed his sufferings as a regular feature of his life. He affirmed his suffering as an experience which he did not envision going away anytime soon. We also learn from Paul that Christian suffering occurs as a result of God's purposes. The word delivered means to be handed over. In other places, Paul used the same word to describe how Jesus was handed over to be crucified. John also used this word in a similar way when he recorded Jesus saying to Pilate, "You could have no power at all unless he had given it to you from above. Therefore, the one who," here's the word, "delivered me to you has the greater sin." Though physical circumstances and other people who were antagonistic against Jesus brought about his suffering and death, he pointed out that his troublesome experiences happened according to the good and sovereign purposes of God the Father. Paul embraced the same perspective and likewise affirmed that God's purposes lay behind his suffering, not once, not twice, but many times. As you learn to accept your sufferings in an active way, always carrying them around, you find that you are receiving these sufferings in a passive way according to the purposes of God. We also learn in these verses that Christian suffering affects our physical body. Paul claimed that the suffering he endured adversely affected his physical body. In verse 10, twice he used a word for body, switching over in verse 11 to a different word for flesh. This description refers to the physical, mortal aspects of his nature, which have not or had not yet been delivered from the impulses of sin and the vestiges of death. As believers, we should be good stewards of our body, doing whatever we can to maintain our physical health. In doing so, however, we should be sure that we do not value our physical health more than we value our growth in Christ-like character and our ability to influence others to the glory of Christ. Paul maintained this kind of mindset, and he also teaches us that Christian suffering provides a platform for revealing the gospel. Christian suffering is the stage. On that stage, the spotlight shines, and in that spotlight, we get to reveal the truth of the gospel like we do not get to do when we are not suffering. To Paul, Christian ministry consisted of more than speaking a message. It entailed living out that message in a firsthand way. Consequently, he did not speak about the sufferings of Christ merely as a distant and dramatic occurrence in history. He spoke about them from the perspective of one who shared in those sufferings in a similar personal way. His suffering was the suffering of Christ, in his view. By viewing his suffering as a shared experience with Christ, he recognized that his suffering provided a premium opportunity for the life of Jesus to be revealed through him. He used in these verses the word manifested twice in verse 10 and once in verse 11. This word manifest means to display something, to cause other people to see something. Knowing this, we learn that Paul viewed his suffering and his ongoing struggle with the tentacles of death to be a visible point of reference against which he could also show people the power of Christ's life. His suffering was the projector screen. It was the stage. As he suffered regularly, he learned to experience the renewing life of Christ on a regular basis as people watched him suffer. He showed them his reliance upon Christ, and people saw the life of Christ. Christian suffering then benefits the people who surround you. Handled well, your suffering benefits others. Paul learned the lesson which Christ had taught and practiced for the benefit of us all. In John 12, Jesus said, "Unless a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remains alone, but if it dies, it produces much grain." He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. He learned that by embracing his experiences of suffering, he would become a source of life for others who observed his response to that suffering. That is why he could say that when death was working in him, then life was working in the believers in the church at Corinth. Suffering breaks up the hard, encrusted outer shell of a self-centered life and allows the life of Christ to shine out more and more through the one who suffers. So then, just as self-inflicted suffering is a handicap to avoid, a self-preserving life that wants to avoid suffering at any cost also hinders effective ministry. Peter affirmed this when he said, "It is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil." In God's providence, Paul indeed suffered many things. These things included beatings and stonings, riots and imprisonments, hard labor, shipwrecks, brutal robberies, sleepless nights, exposure, thirst, hunger. Through all of these excruciating difficulties, Paul had learned to rely on the renewing life of Christ for all to see. While his critics claimed that these sufferings discredited him as a teacher and apostle, Paul believed that they strengthened his message instead. His response to suffering helped people see the life of Christ in a more splendid and vivid way than a life of ease and popularity could ever do. The more that people listened to his message and witnessed the way that he conducted himself through his suffering, the more the life of Christ was able to influence the people around him through his sufferings. If you will learn to appreciate your suffering and rely on Christ as Paul had done, then you also will become a bright, resplendent beacon for the life of Christ to shine to those around you. But when you run from the suffering that God and His providence allows into your life, then you hide the life of Christ and the truth of the gospel from public view. God bless you.
This has been another edition of the Shepherd Thoughts podcast. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ enable you to devote your heart and mind to biblical thinking for biblical living. Thank you for listening.